You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He's on the board. Justin Verlander. Giants win today. What was it, 9-3?
Playoffs.
9-3?
Thank God.
Justin Verlander, five innings pitched, gets the victory, his first win of the year. Rafi Devers. Oh, God, I am so glad Guru is not here right now.
God. No, we do have to discuss something.
Okay. Devers, Rafael Devers with two homers today in Atlanta.
And a strikeout.
What? Seriously, so
he
what?
Tried to bunt at a two-strike pitch.
I don't know what he was there.
I'm hoping that he lost track of the count, because like that might be one of the funniest things I've seen this season. Dude hits two bombs, by the way, both extremely impressive. One was a 3-2 ball off the dirt, basically, that he golfed to right field. And the second one, also a 3-2 count, clobbered. He also hit a single like 115 miles an hour off the bat. And then he goes up in a 1-2 count and tries to lay down a drag bunt.
He must have lost track of the count.
Rafi, come on, buddy.
I'm telling you. No, it was really weird. He tried to bunt with two strikes. He fouled it off. It's like he was a little puzzled because I don't think he thought it was the third strike. And then, yeah. I mean, he's Jimmy Butler.
You can't.
He's just a little bit off.
All right, you can't claim that. That's not yours.
Whose is it?
It's mine. Huh. I texted you that the moment that they traded for him.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
I texted you and Guru. They got their Jimmy Butler.
Yes, but okay. I'm talking about they've actually got some similarities personality-wise.
That's why I sent the text.
No, you just meant on the playing field.
No, well, clearly not, because it's his first two home runs. Well, first home run in almost a month. Steiny, when I say something, you got to go a little deeper.
Speaking of going deeper,
okay,
which you did twice today. You like that? Guru and I said to Guru, said, yo, well, maybe put him at first base. It's going to get his bat going. I said, Guru, as somebody who's watched a lot of baseball, his bat's was warming up before he ever went to first base.
Well, it is pretty good timing for Goo. Because it was last night, too, and the Giants won 9-0.
Yeah.
And then they roll the Braves today. And all of a sudden, things are looking up. It's almost like things weren't that bad. Okay, let me
go ahead. Go ahead. Like, this is almost like the Evan Guru's gripes.
That's fine. This is something I do believe, seriously. What if I told you that before last night, the Giants were on a 4-game losing streak instead of a 6-game losing streak? Would that make things a little bit better? Like,
yeah, but okay, yeah.
The All-Star break changes everything.
Oh.
It changes everything. You're starting anew. It's the second half of the season. So when you lose 4 in a row, by the way, 3 of which to the Blue Jays, who are the best teams in baseball, I'm not throwing a pity party for my baseball team because they're on some ostensible the longest losing streak of the year. You lost 2 to the Dodgers. You lost 3 to one of the best teams in baseball. And you lost the first game, granted, in an embarrassing fashion, to the Braves. And now you've won a series. Like, you're right in the thick of it. The Giants are not dead. And so for me, listening the last couple of days to everybody write them off and wave the white flag, like,
it's infuriating, isn't it?
They may still miss the play. I don't know. But they're not the team that everybody is looking at like they're the Pittsburgh Pirates, with all respect to Goo. They're not a bad team. And I'm glad that they showed you the last couple of days that that's the case.
And if Goo, if he dares.
Oh, he will take it. And he kind of deserves it.
No, he doesn't. And I'll tell you why he doesn't deserve a victory lap. Is because he's the same guy that said Devers should be shut down.
He wanted
to shut Devers down. And as soon as he said it, Devers is like 7 of his next 12.
Oh, gosh. That was pretty, well, not only did they not shut him down, it actually kind of seems like he's running harder. And actually, Stephen Rizzotto said today, which I think you agreed with, he looks slimmer.
He does. Did you see him round first? Jet.
By the way, these
Rafi the Jet?
Well, but again, like, he also could fall off a cliff the next couple games, and that's, but Devers, he's bound to start hitting. He's not as bad as he's been, which has been all the more frustrating to watch him kind of flounder at the plate. Now, I think the Giants, what they did today was a couple of things. Number one, it's been a culmination of them before and after the All-Star break. Like, they go through these lulls. Like, they've gone through ups and downs. But the one guy that I actually do think deserves credit.
Oh my God. If you take my guy.
I'm not going to take your guy. Like, you took my take. I'm not going to do that. The guy I'm going to give credit to, because everybody's been ready to bash him and throw him in the trash can. Bob Melvin. You know why he didn't go to his post-game presser until a little bit later, 2 nights ago, when the Giants made fools of themselves in Atlanta?
Team meeting?
I bet you it's because he spent it ripping his team, and he did it in private, which is where you do it. And then he came, and he talked to, you know, NBC Sports Bay Area and the beat writers in attendance, and he was, you know, more frustrated than usual, but he didn't bury anybody publicly because he just spent 15 to 20 minutes doing it in the clubhouse. That's where it belongs.
You know what? Real strong takes here. Would you be this strong with Guru here? Because let's face it, you're really talking to him. And you know it.
No. Would I be as strong with Goo? Yeah, I would. By the way, I am. You think that I'm not?
I don't listen when you're Goo on, so I don't know what kind of relationship.
Well, would you like to tell people that Guru got really mad at me during our text thread? I think it was 2 nights ago, actually.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It was about Melvin.
I wish I could find... What was it specifically, though?
He said that Bob
texted you on the side and was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, I set you up for the next day. But he said something along the lines of Bob Melvin needs to, I don't know, he needs to get mad, or he needs to do something in public. And technically, I met him halfway. He did need to do something, but he didn't have to tell us that he did it. Like, good managers or head coaches, I don't think always have to lambaste their team in the public eye. They can do it behind the scenes, and it can have just the same effect. And I actually think that he did it because your boy, who you can take a victory lap for if you like, Willy Adames, came out after the game and essentially said the same thing, which was all the things that we've been doing in the first half that have made us successful, we're not doing right now, and we've lost our identity, which is what I guarantee in some way, shape, or form was the message from his manager after, yeah, the lowest point of the season based on the defensive haplessness they displayed in Atlanta.
Let's see. Oh, he didn't send it to our group. He must have sent it.
I think it was with Spadone. Spadone was in there.
Okay. By the way, a couple things. Did you see Patrick Bailey in the first inning? Did you see another pass ball?
No, that's not a pass ball.
That was a pass ball.
Was it ruled a pass ball?
It doesn't matter.
I think it was ruled a wild pitch.
Yeah,
so.
drop third strike.
No, let me be clear. It was ruled a wild pitch. It was a pass ball. He's getting a little lazy back there.
Well, that's okay because he's also starting to hit. Okay. So it's kind of evening out.
All right. I would like to
didn't hurt him, by the way, because Verlander got through five, one hit, few strikeouts, evaded damage after a 35-pitch first inning, and got his first win of the season.
Can I? I'm going to praise somebody right now. I'm going to take a minute or two to do it.
Okay.
I'm tipping my cap to this guy. He's won me over. He's the real deal. He's a class act. He's authentic. He's genuine. And there's something about this guy I really like. Willy Adames. And now Mark Willard might say, well, didn't you say Adames a week ago he stunk?
You did.
That's right. He did stink. But you know what? He never changed. When he was hitting 198, he's the same guy as who's hot right now. That guy is a great teammate. A great spam risk. A
Turn your
great
phone off.
Teammate. Willy Adames.
Was that Adames calling you because he paid you to say that?
Nope.
Might have been Mark Willard.
No.
Well, you could be right. It said spam.
No, Adames is... Yeah, Adames has been great, but he's got to continue to keep hitting.
Well, I'd like to, yeah, sure, but don't you think it's great that even if he goes 0 for his next 27, that he'll be up on that dugout step?
Yeah, because that's the kind of player that he is. I think that's one of the reasons why Adames was brought here is because he's a clubhouse guy, he's a leader, he's a captain, and now he's finally starting to hit, and again, this is probably the first game where Adames and Devers, more Devers, but those two players have produced and you've won a game purely because of it. Now, they threw well today. Obviously, Verlander was good, but Devers hits two homers, four driven in. Adames walks a couple times, comes up with a knock to drive in Devers. You know, we've been waiting for those two guys who are, right now, Buster Posey's prized acquisitions, free agency and trades, to step up and lead you to a win. This is the first time you can say that that's happened.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So.
Was that Willard?
Whoa.
It was a little too late.
Well, he's off for
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The week.
So, okay, Risotto, I got you. From the YouTube chat, my guy Fozzie, and I say my guy because I don't like him. 3 weeks ago, Steiny was saying Adamas needs to figure it out. Yeah, no kidding. What does that have to do with me praising him for being a class act when he's not hitting? Like, what I respect most about Adamas is he did stink, but he never let it affect his demeanor and his leadership. And I don't know why people think I'm kidding. I'm absolutely not.
No, I'm just waiting for you to say he's still hitting 231.
He's hitting better.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He couldn't hit any worse. Look, Willie's great. And actually, like he is the kind of guy that you want to root for. And that's what I think you're spot on about. I felt bad that we had to talk about how poorly he was playing and primarily hitting, because he seems like a great guy. He seems like the kind of guy you want to play with.
Exactly.
In whatever sport, baseball, basketball, football. He's always the same dude, comes into the clubhouse with a smile on his face. And I think that is important in baseball 162. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons why the Giants, during these, let's say, is it nadir? Like the kind of the bottom of things?
Nader.
So during the naders of their season, haven't let it completely spiral them out of control.
Yeah, and Fozzie, I'm kidding. I love you, buddy. I love all our YouTubers. Yeah, Nader is like the low point.
Yeah, now, but it could have, again, it can get worse. Like, yes, the Giants lost six in a row, but they were able to sustain a six-game losing streak because they'd played 10 games above 500. You know, I think everybody's, like, they haven't been below 500, to my knowledge, since the very beginning of the season, yes?
They were 12-4, so maybe they started out 1-2, but they started out 12-4, and they've never been less than three above since then.
I guess that's been my frustration listening to a lot of people talk about them the last week or so. Like, I'm not the highest person on the Giants. I think they're a good but not a great team. But to talk about them like they're a bottom feeder, like they're a sub 500 team, that to me is just it's such an oversimplification. Like, they're playing poorly, but they're one game away from digging themselves. That's what they've done the whole season. Sure, they've had five-game losing streaks, and then they've responded with 6 out of 7. And who knows? I think this weekend is a big opportunity for them because they play a lot better at home. They got a good Mets team coming in, but they got their aces on the mound of Webb and Ray. And then they got the Pittsburgh Pirates for 6 out of, I think, the following 9 games. Like, this is, again, a portion of the schedule where it gets a little soft and you're going to see them pick right back up.
Well, I got to be honest with you. My mind had wandered a little bit over the last minute or two because you used the word nadir, which means a low point.
Yeah. I think that's what 2 nights ago was.
But, you know, and I, because my life has been all sports, I was once told by somebody that I had two interests, playing basketball and watching basketball, and that was it.
Who told you that?
I'm not going to tell you that.
What?
Evan?
No.
No, I wouldn't have told him that.
Yeah.
Was it Ed McCaffrey?
No.
You remember we had him on during the Super Bowl?
He was talking about basketball.
Well, you were asking about Pennsylvania high school basketball.
Because he played on a state championship high school basketball team.
Yeah, and all you wanted to talk about was hoop.
That's right. What, are you talking to Ed about his son?
The guy's just won two Super Bowls.
Exactly. I loved Ed McCaffrey. But just to show you like kind of the way my mind works, when you said nadir, I didn't think of low point. I thought of Sven Nader. You know who he is, right? Sven Nader.
I don't know who Sven Nader is.
Sven Nader. Sven Nader was a UCLA basketball player. What are you laughing at?
Because of course he is. Sorry, continue.
Now, he's got an incredible story. And it's this. You guys are going to miss me when I'm gone. Sven Nader went to UCLA.
I will.
And didn't start. He didn't start. Because they had a guy named Bill Walton. Sven Nader didn't start. But he got drafted 16th. He was a backup center at UCLA. And he was picked in the first round. And then he went on to have a long career. Sven Nader.
He's rookie of the year.
Yeah.
In the ABA.
Ah, that's right. I think he did play in the ABA to start.
He's also Dutch.
Yes, he is. But he wasn't. Now, he was not Rick Smits. Rick Smits was
Quentin Post,
the dunking Dutchman. That's a great nickname. We were talking about greatest nicknames ever yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we were. There's a lot. There's not a ton recently. Like, the chef. Although Guru did point out, he kind of undermined himself at the cafeteria yesterday. Because we were talking about greatest nicknames ever. I think it was on PTI or something. So we're just throwing a bunch out. And naturally, the chef comes up. You know, Steph Curry, the chef. It's a great nickname. And Guru goes, well, Drake gave it to him. And I said, really? He says, yeah. You know, Chef Curry with the pot. That's where the origin of the nickname comes from. And I said, well, hasn't Drake been canceled? Or has, you know, people don't like Drake anymore? And he goes, oh, well, still a great nickname.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's good.
So Curry the chef.
You know, I didn't mention it yesterday when we were talking about it. How about this nickname? Dr. Dunkenstein.
Dr. Dunkenstein?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Why can't I think of his name? Play for the Jazz. Oh, God. Why can't I think of his name?
Mark Eaton?
No, this guy was a high flyer, and he went to Louisville, I think.
Daryl
Griffith. God, I just couldn't remember that.
See, but actually, that's a great sign of a good nickname. The fact that you know the nickname, but you don't know the... like. Well, I guess it's a nickname. Like, we don't call him Irvin. We call him Magic.
Oh, Magic's great.
We call him Magic. Yeah, like...
Magic's pretty good. Let's go. I'll squeeze Mike in Santa Clara in here. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
First off, Steiny, you're never going to leave the station, man. We're not going to miss you when you're gone. Station needs you too hard, and I don't even know what Guru's going to do. If that ever happened, he might lose his mind.
Hey, appreciate it.
Just wanted to. I actually had a question for you guys with the Giants. You know, seeing what happened today. You know, with the 9-3 win and everything, I think the bats are okay going into the second half. My question to you guys is, you know, after the trade for Devers and everything, I definitely think that We still need another starting pitcher in the rotation. Robbie Ray, Logan Webb are not going to get it done with just the two of them. Yeah, you got Roop there, but then, you know, the whole Birdsong thing happened. I was just curious, you know, what level tier pitcher do you think that, you know, Buster in the front office should be looking at, you know, if you actually have names in mind also? Like, what tier pitcher should we go after if we were to look at another starting pitcher? I just think that's, like, our biggest need right now is another pitcher that we can give those guys a little bit more rest, or at least a little bit more, you know, confidence that that the rest of the rotation can do it. So just wanted to throw that to your guys' way. Thanks.
E?
Well, I do think you're going to see one, not this week and next week. And Goo's been on him because he plays for the team that he enjoys. It's the Pirates, and it's Mitch Keller. I think that one thing that that Posey has, and we can get into more on the other side, but I think Posey is trying at this deadline to do something that Farhan could not. And that's not just find a player, but you can acquire people at the deadline that you're going to use to build around the future. Like, Devers is not just going to be here for a year or two. He's here for eight. I think that Keller, who's someone that's controllable, like, maybe not him specifically, but somebody under team control, that's who Posey is looking at. And I think the caller is absolutely right, that a pitcher would be fantastic for this team. But it can't be a rental. To me, that's not what Posey's looking for. If he trades for an arm, or for anybody, frankly, it's somebody that he believes can help the Giants this year, can help the Giants next year, and for the next couple of seasons, because that's where I think Posey and his experience comes into play. Like, Hunter Pence was a midseason acquisition.
Right.
He ended up becoming a great Giant. There are examples of players during their championship run that they acquired via trade, and the ones that were rentals, you don't really hear about too much. They didn't provide that much impact. But guys that can become a part of the Giants, those are the ones you want to aim for.
All right, 888-957-9570. One more segment, and then we get to the crossover. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And if you're wrapping up the workday like me, let's flip that mental switch. Let's unwind. And when I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka, N-U-E. New Vodka, American-made, 7 times distilled for that crisp, clean taste. And you want that in your go-to drink. New is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every cocktail feel like it's coming straight from behind the bar at your favorite spot. Real quality with New. No fluff, no pretense, just great vodka that doesn't make your wallet hurt. And what we say is no velvet rope needed. Hit up their website to check out some killer cocktail recipes, and make sure you try their all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. Those are game changers. Remember the name New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's not just my pick. It can be yours, too. So when the show's over and it's time to hit relax, make the right call. Grab New Vodka. That's N-U-E. It's in stores now, or head to newvodka.com to find it near you. Hit me. What's the word stiff in Spanish?
All I know is yo tengo nosotros. Come on.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And Guru on his way down to L.A. with the fam. How you doing? How you feeling?
Great, man. You know, actually, it feels like the first day in San Francisco, like the city, that hasn't just been totally gloomy for like the last week.
It's been a little bit strange in the city. Yes, it has.
And kind of representative of the Warriors offseason. Just the same, but not a lot.
What's going on with Kuminga, you think?
Nothing.
It's not true. There are a lot of reports out there.
Which, you know what? Hey, Stoney.
You want me to go through some of them?
Sure. Which one?
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah, in order of which one you believe.
Well, the first one makes me laugh.
Okay, what's that one?
Dwayne Rankin of the Arizona Republic.
Well, you don't have to bury him before you...
I got to give credit.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's legit, but it's kind of funny. Dwayne Rankin of the Arizona Republic reported that while the Phoenix Suns have interest in acquiring Kuminga, they are unlikely to land him because they lack the draft capital and assets to deliver in what would be a sign and trade with the Warriors.
Ah.
He also reporting that the Warriors want a first round pick in return for Kuminga.
Is that the part that you laugh at?
No. No, it's the part about, well, they want him, but they can't get him. Huh.
I mean, I think that's the whole reason nothing's happened, is because every team that wants him can get him.
Marissa Myers of the Right Way Sports Network suggested the Atlanta Hawks should be taking a look at Jonathan Kuminga to pair alongside Trae Young.
I thought they just got Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, you can never have too many good players.
It's true. Kongwu.
Per Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report,
yep,
the Warriors do not have enough interest in Nikola Vucevic to make a deal centered around him and Kuminga. In this Sports Illustrated trade idea, what would you think about this? The Hawks receive Nick Richards. The Suns receive Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. And the Warriors receive Grayson Allen, Royce O'Neal, and an unprotected 2032 first-round pick swap via Phoenix. I would do it.
Well, it's a pick swap.
No, I mean, I would do the... Yeah, I know. But I would do the Grayson Allen.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Royce O'Neal? Nothing? Under this scenario...
And I mean, Allen's fine, but you're also getting rid of Moody. Like, you're losing... You're losing a trade chip, and you're losing a starter for two decent guys in a... Like, if you're telling me that pick is unprotected, maybe, but... No, it's a swap. That doesn't do much for me.
And under that trade proposal, Kuminga would have to sign a 3-year, $54 million deal, which is 18 a year.
Yeah, that's not what he wants. I don't know. Like, Steiny, it's... honestly, you know what I'm ready to do? To re-sign him and tell him to sit out until they can find a trade.
Interesting.
Like, because he's not going to be happy there. And it doesn't, I don't get the feeling that they, if they could trade him, they would. They just don't think that anything is out there that's worth moving off of because he's their last trade chip. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, what do you do? I ask you, what do you do?
I don't know. I really don't at this point. You know, there's stuff out there that we don't know. But I think we can draw some conclusions. And one is, I don't know if there's people out there that would say that's not true, Steiny, but I don't think he wants to be here. I don't think Kuminga wants to be here.
I don't either.
Okay, so if he doesn't, like, that to me is the most crucial part of this. If he does not want to play here, then I kind of don't want him here. I don't want him here. I've seen too many seasons get derailed because of this kind of thing. You know, guys unhappy and not playing his best and doesn't have his heart in it. That doesn't work. That's not how basketball works.
I don't think that's how sports work. Like, I mean, one of the reasons I'm more optimistic about the Niners this year is because I believe they have players who are aligned. You know, they don't have any distractions at the end of their first practice outside of an unfortunate injury to Cowing, but that's a part of the game. Like, the Niners, to me, they're in as good of a spot as they can be. They don't have... I think the Jennings contract negotiation is going to get solved. With the Warriors, it just feels like there's a player that's stuck in limbo. And I also don't get the feeling the coach necessarily wants him back. You know, me is where the beef is. It's between the coach and the player. And to me, he's not big enough or good enough for there to be a hassle. especially if this is one of your last seasons to legitimately try and put together a, I wouldn't say a championship team, but a playoff squad. I don't want that being derailed by, God love them, by a sixth man of your team when you're at full strength.
No, I'm with you. It's possible he plays on that qualifying offer.
I agree.
I think it's possible. And again, remember, if he plays on the qualifying offer, he essentially has a no trade clause. So if,
and then they're incentivized to play him because,
yep.
Or sorry, he's incentivized to try or to play because he wants to get a free agency offer next summer.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. Giants win today. 49ers start practice, and the Warriors right now are pretty idle. There's no doubt about it. The 49ers, again, they started practice this week. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. I ask you.
Okay.
There's a story on ESPN, NBA related, where the guy wrote about the biggest mistake that each NBA team has made over the last 5 years.
Okay.
What do you think the Warriors' big mistake was?
Wiseman.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of low-hanging fruit.
Do you?
Well, what else qualifies?
Extending Draymond. Trading Poole.
Yeah, but that had to happen. Or you had to choose between one of them, but... if I could take back the punch, sure, that might be something, but you had the second overall pick and you blew it. That's the most franchise-altering decision the Warriors have made. You know, I know you're not the biggest fan of Draymond, and some people at the station aren't either, and I get it, but like, missing on James Wiseman is something that is set. That's the reason why they're here.
See, I'm not as harsh on the Warriors about Wiseman because I don't think it was a good draft. Now, they made a mistake. They made a mistake. But to me, Halliburton and even LaMelo Ball, like, I'm not. They had three guards.
But even if you took LaMelo and you didn't want him, you could have traded him. Like, that's something that's a value. That's an asset. Like, again, you didn't get anything. You didn't get a player. You didn't get an asset. You didn't get production outside of a lost season. The best thing that James Wiseman helped the Warriors do, and this might sound harsh, is be bad enough to get an extra first-round pick the year after, which I think they used on... I don't know, Kuminga was the Minnesota pick, so that might have turned into Moses Moody.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Like, that's his biggest contribution.
You know, the idea of obviously if they had it to do over again, they'd probably pick Halliburton, but I never hold it against a team that doesn't draft a guy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That doesn't go for another 10 or 11 picks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think the pick would have been Ball.
Yes, exactly. That's why you're right.
And to me, that would, like, you would have been in a much better spot right now with LaMelo Ball than choosing James Wiseman.
You'd absolutely be in a better spot. I wonder how much better, though.
Well, again, if you didn't think that LaMelo was going to amount to anything, you could have used him as a trade chip. You could have traded him.
Yeah.
See, I mean, also, he's what, 24?
Oh, he's young. He's young.
You know, like, I think they're, like, between him and Poole, you might have had some overlap, but I don't think it impacts, maybe I'm out of bounds here, I don't think it impacts their chances to win the championship at 22.
Oh, I don't think so either.
Like, I think they still win that title.
To me, the move, looking back, was to trade the number two pick in a deal for Miles Turner. That would have been the move, I think. And it wouldn't have wowed a lot of people, and I think there'd be a lot of people at the time that didn't like it. But the way that draft has shaken out, that was the move. And yeah. And Okongwu is a guy I love, but two was a little too high for him, apparently.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the choice to me was between Wiseman and Ball, and they chose the wrong one. And, like, who knows? It might not have worked out anyways. But to me, if you're asking, what's the biggest mistake they've made in the last 5 years? Again, you may not like Draymond Green, but choosing to give him a contract that you've now figured out how to, you know, kind of come to a graceful enough end with, because it aligns with Curry and Jimmy, that's not even close to being in the same realm of a mistake as the number two overall pick.
You know what? I forgot that was the pandemic year too. That made it a little trickier.
Yeah, no, it did. I mean, it's probably, maybe it's one of the reasons why the Niners took Trey Lance, because they weren't able to be like, look good at him in person.
It's a good point.
I'm just saying, it's like a lot of teams made bad. Was it Joey Bart that year for the Giants? I mean, I know that it was like Bart, Wiseman, and Lance, which one's going to pan out? Which one do you have the most faith in? None of them. You know, and I don't know. I mean, to me, the Warriors have definitely made mistakes, and a lot of it has been due to their inactivity, you know, their unwillingness to maybe pull a trade off or pull the trigger on a trade. But as far as choices that they were, maybe forced into, like, that's the biggest miss. I mean, there were more players in Kuminga's draft, but that was the guy that we had heard from the beginning of that year that they were pretty fixated on. Like, Kuminga was their dude.
Right.
I think Wiseman people were less sold on. I don't know.
Yeah. You hear what Draymond Green said? What?
No. No. I kind of have my earmuffs on.
You know, it's funny because I when this happened, I thought, it's a little strange. But then Draymond thought so too. Not anyway.
I just want to go home.
That's too much for me, Adam.
I'm tired.
He was highly critical of the Mavericks shutting down Cooper Flagg after two summer league games.
Now this is kind of interesting.
Yep.
Now why was he critical?
He was critical because the perception out there is that players are the sole determinant of load management. And I think what Draymond
said, they don't want to play, basically?
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think Draymond is using that to say, no, it's, you know, teams bubble wrap guys too much. That's kind of what I heard him say. Like, stop thinking it's always us wanting to load manage when the reality is, if you feel like you got a great asset, then the organization almost will load manage you because of that stature.
I would push back on that. I mean, I think that the people we're accusing of load managing are players that are 10 years into the league, at least on teams that are competitive. You know, like the Jazz, to me, are in a different category. They load manage marketing because they don't want to win. Last year, the Spurs probably had incentive to shut Wembanyama down because he was dealing with something serious. But before that, he's getting load managed because there's not an incentive to win. I didn't see the Oklahoma City Thunder load manage their players this year. I didn't see the Indiana Pacers load manage their players much this year. Haliburton dealt with injuries even before his Achilles, but like the best teams don't always load manage their players. I think the teams that do it are like, you know, the Clippers, because you got to preserve Kawhi. The Warriors, obviously.
Like, who's the youngest player who gets load managed? It's probably Markkanen.
No, I was going to say maybe one of the Celtics dudes.
Yeah.
Tatum.
I mean, we're going to have to get used to it this year, I think, coming up on the Warriors season.
I mean, you would think, but I didn't think that Draymond was going to be able to play 65 games last year, and not because I thought he was going to get suspended. I thought he was at a stage in his career where he's going to play closer to 50 than 60, but to his credit, he did.
Does the fact that Curry and Draymond played a good chunk of last season, does that make you think one way or the other how this year's going to go?
Sorry, what?
You know, last year, I mean, all things considered, Draymond and Steph were healthy, and they played, I think, up around the maximum number of games you want them to play. Any lingering wear and tear?
No, I mean, they need him to play as many games as he can. I remember last year we were talking about, oh, Curry shouldn't play back-to-backs, and then he had, what was it, the Achilles? No, not the Achilles. He had tendonitis, right?
Bilateral
knee tendonitis.
Yeah, I was
confusing him with McCaffrey. So bilateral knee tendonitis. And then the moment that he was all right, he started playing back-to-backs again. I think that's kind of how you have to play it. If guys are available, they got to play. And if they're not 100% or they're at risk, then you try to load manage them. I mean, like the Warriors, I don't think you're in a position where they can just load manage guys to do it. I don't think they're that good. I mean, they were a 7 seed last year.
Were they?
Literally, yes, they were.
Right, literally.
I'm
just saying, you know.
They made the Western Conference semifinals, Steiny.
I know. Well, so what I'm saying is some people might think they're better than a 7 seed because they were with Butler. And I don't think that's unfair.
No, but I think if you load manage this team, you're still looking at a 7 or 6 seed, maybe a 5. I mean, to crack the top 4 to me is going to be really hard.
I agree.
In that conference, we were talking about the East to be different, but you know the Warriors' goal next season is to get to the playoffs healthy. And I actually thought they did a pretty good job at that last year. They just unfortunately broke down once the postseason started.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Especially with Jimmy Butler playing a full season here. It'll be very, very interesting.
What do you think?
About what?
About what you just asked me.
What was it? I forget.
How the Warriors...
I was listening to you rather than remembering my past question, because when we started the show, you said you don't
listen.
Well,
I feel like you've been asking me a lot of questions.
That's what I do to do.
Yeah, but it's taken me 3 hours and 36 minutes to figure out that I just got to start ping-ponging these back at you.
All right, what's the question?
How are the Warriors going to approach this season with their older players?
I would kind of set a goal for each of the three players, Butler, Draymond, and Steph. And to me, the number is 65. Can you get all three to play 65? I think that would be enough. That would be enough to keep them out of the play-in. If they're clicking and they're relatively healthy, 65 games to me would be ideal. Because I think it's obviously 17 less, which I think is, 20% almost of the season. But you still have them in the lineup enough that you can win games without one of them. And then I guess the last thing would be you don't want to overlap guys missing games. Like you only want one guy to be hurt at a time or load managed at a time. And you want to have the other two guys playing. That would be my goal. Evan has the voice of that strict professor you don't want to see when you walk into your first day of class. Yeah, that's why you don't sign up for his course.
I can't help it. It's not my fault. It's just who I am, Steiny.
What do you mean?
Well, I rub people the wrong way.
Oh, that's not true.
I just do.
Me.
I just do.
Yep.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Tell that to everybody I meet. It's not my fault. It's just the way that I look at the world.
You are the kind of professor that students would try to stay away from.
See, you say that, but I'm actually a pretty easy grader, I think. I grade on a curve. Well, people are mad at me because I'm not holding Brock Purdy's feet to the fire. So maybe you do want to take my class. A 10-7 year is good enough to get an A.
What would you teach?
What would I teach?
Yeah.
Probably some sort of history, because I'm good at that.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You know nothing about history. That's what you and I go back and forth.
Just because I didn't study Latin.
That's what you and I go back and forth about.
Sports broadcasting?
No.
No.
No. No. No. Can't you tell I never went to
that
one?
That would be me. And I'm tenured. Trust me.
You would never be able to teach a sports broadcasting class.
You're tenured. That means they wouldn't be able to get rid of you if they
wanted to.
You
guys are kidding, aren't you? I mean, you're absolutely kidding.
Mark Willard teaches a sports broadcasting class. All right. That makes sense.
Where did he go on his honeymoon? Do we know?
I don't know.
Jamaica.
Okay.
Really?
I love it because I know this for a fact. The Odyssey app does not work overseas or in Mexico. Did you know that?
So producer Carter told us that he went to the same place that Carter went to on his honeymoon.
Oh, that's not what I was getting at.
That's also not something I would have
picked.
What
I was getting at is, let's be honest. Mark Willard and I are at the same university, and we teach the same course. Come on, guys. People are coming to my class. You know it. Come on.
Actually,
they're signing up for my class, not Willard's.
No. They would sign up for your class,
and
you would let them down. I think you're pretty strict.
I have rules.
I know, and you don't bend them. I think that Willard is a more flexible teacher than you would be. Now, that doesn't mean he's a better professor or a better teacher, but I do think that, again, the advertisement of Steinmetz's class is, hey, let's just go on and have some fun. Steiny's, he's kind of a loose guy. He's a
loose cannon?
No, a loose guy. You got to let me finish. Oh. Again, this is what people are signing up for. They're in the middle of their first public speaking in the class, and you go, no, 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 that's not right.
You know who the first guest speaker would be, right?
Swen Nader?
Hey.
Marcy?
It'd be Goo.
I don't know about that.
I would need... There you go.
Marcy's another good one.
I'm down on Marcy.
You know, I've actually sat in on one of Willard's classes.
Has he really?
I was a guest speaker.
What? Why'd he get you?
Couldn't afford anybody else.
He got paid?
No.
He paid? Oh,
that's why he could afford me. No, I think he's pretty good.
I'm sure he is, actually. All jokes aside. We know he's...
You would have favorites. That's probably the biggest issue.
No doubt. No doubt.
That
I do at this station.
I know, and that rubs people the wrong way.
Ah, you hate to see it. They'll get over it. All right. We got crossover coming up. That's Willard. Grandy and Dan Dibley coming up.
Thanks.
On the other side. And that segment, ladies and gents, was sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.